Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome to the show, to the DL Link show on this rather lovely Thursday. This is the show where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And wow, the three C's dinner has happened. And what an extraordinary, extraordinary dinner it was. Michelle Goodman from the DL Link, the founder of the DL Link, who we know just ensures that the machines keep working, things keep happening endlessly, tirelessly. Mish will be joining us in just a moment to debrief, to tell us about this wonderful three C's dinner. And then we're going to have some people who attended, some people who spoke, just so you can get a sense of just how amazing this evening was and how every year it grows. And of course, we spoke to Rob, and Rob was the creator of the three C's dinner all those years ago. And he made a speech as well. So yeah, we're going to be unpacking this wonderful three C's dinner. So starting off with Michelle Goodman. Mish, welcome. As I said, I mean, you must be exhausted. It's only Thursday. And it was full steam ahead. How was the dinner?
Nikki, first of all, hello. And thank you again for having me, that I'm joining the show. The dinner was successful, very, very successful, very emotional, very moving. But the idea of the dinner is actually to showcase to the community, to the public, what we actually do. That's the idea. And if people came away from the dinner having had a good experience, and it's quite difficult to get the balance between listening to these extremely emotionally charged videos, which live with us, because the dinner itself was a very glamorous event, but our work day to day is definitely not. So it's quite difficult to strike the balance between letting people actually know what we actually do and how it impacts people, and to lift it with a little bit of comedy, which is where we rely on the one and only Nick.
Wow. I mean, I was thinking, because we're going to have Andrew in, after you, we're going to be chatting with Andrew FBMU, who was a guest speaker at the Three C's dinner. And as you say, Mish, you've got Nick, who's wonderful, who brings it all together, and he's so lighthearted and uplifting. And then you've got Andrew, who stands up and
Andreas.
Yeah. So that's quite a difficult balance to strike.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah.
So Mishy, so for those ones who were there, but for obviously our audience who weren't there, there were important breakdowns that you mentioned. As you said, you want people to know out there, you want the public to know what it is that you do. We so often have warriors who interact with you and angels and share their experiences. But from your mouth, I mean, you have programs, daily programs, where people can join, people can take part. Maybe you can share that with our listeners, just so they can get a sense of, what the DL Link does and how you are able to support cancer warriors and their families.
So, as I said at the dinner there, we in Ethics of the Fathers, in Pirkei Avot, it says a good name is called a crown. And a crown that is created and earned, which is built on reputation through doing good deeds. And this brings light into the world. And for that, I thank my most awesome staff and dedicated volunteers, because without that, we couldn't do the work that we do. So what actually is the work? The work is, if somebody comes and needs a wig, it's not easy to go to a general salon and sit with everybody, conversing around and everybody's nice when someone is sitting there with a bald head or you know, and I can quote, "You have no idea what a blessing it is for me to have those head coverings that I got from Dear Link today. They did not move around and threaten to fall off. They were comfortable, and I felt like my head was being held in the caring hands of a loving person." So, Nick, if we can get feedback like that from people, you know, that is really from the warrior's mouths, when they can say, sitting here with no hair, no eyebrows or eyelashes, just an empty shell. But Dear Link spa days are revitalizing to a broken spirit. I'm ready for my next battle. That is what we try to do. And I also explained that we have a car that was donated by Craig Lipschitz, which is a real mitzvah mobile, up and down all day long. We could call an Uber, much easier, much cheaper. But I said the Uber doesn't arrive with a warm smile, a warm coffee, chat to the person all the way, because anyone is nervous and unnerved on the way to hospitals, treatments, wherever we're taking them. Take them to the door and wish them luck and then say, "I'll be waiting for you." There's a big difference. It's not just a car with wheels. It's way more than that, that we offer.
And also, Mish, I mean, you're talking about the warriors. You mentioned someone coming and having a wig fitted, but it's the support of the family as well. So Andreas talks about how you supported his wife, you know, being here from Zambia, not knowing anyone, just this pace where they can share how they're feeling and be able to go and, you know, have a spa day. Tell us about that.
So, you know, Nikki, it's exactly what they say. The illness does not only affect the direct person. It affects a family. And many times this is forgotten. I do remember when my late daughter, Devorah Leah, was ill. I mean, 18 months, I sort of didn't leave her side. I gave up my job immediately and I didn't move. And then one day somebody said, "You know, I'm going to send a manicurist to you. Where are you? As you're sitting at Devorah Leah's side, are you in the hospital? Where are you?" And the manicurist came to me. I would have never gone, but it really was a very nice gesture, which meant a lot to me. Where are you, the caregiver? Can we bring you a cup of coffee? Can we give you a hug? And that's where the family support comes in. You know, there's other siblings, there's other children. You know, one of the kids said, when he actually said, "We look forward to the day the brother goes for chemo," shame, but he said, "because we know that night we're getting the most delicious."
So maybe just leave the machine off.
Mishy, you still there?
I am indeed, yeah.
Fantastic. Mishy, I was looking at Rob's speech, and I mean, we know how, you know, as you said, this night was partially dedicated to Bev and the memory of Bev. And Rob spoke about in 2017 how Bev stood up and she, you know, spoke to everyone and shared her story. And she wanted the song "The Climb" to be played. And apparently the Mzansi Youth Choir sang that. Is that what happened? Did they sing
it? It was
dedicated. Tell us about that.
It was dedicated to Bev. It's her favorite song. And it's all about giving strength. And so many times, Nick, you know, we all know music is the pen of the soul. And that's what gave her strength. And that was why she requested that song. Very, very moving.
So what was the choir like, Mish? What was
they
it like?
They
fabulous.
And the last few numbers, we jolled. They played Pata Pata. They played Jabulani. We just jolted, you know, that was where it was the end and we were all dancing and it was wonderful. At this point, Nick, I really would love to mention our sponsor. Our sponsor is Liberty. And without Liberty and their generous sponsorship for this event, we couldn't have an event of this nature from which we've had the most incredible, incredible feedback. But the most important feedback that we ever have from Liberty pertains to their tagline. Their tagline says, "In it with us." So actually at the dinner, I said it was so clear that Liberty was in it with us that night because their branding and the everything else. But what not everybody knows is what we see on a day-to-day basis where they really live their tagline. And we have personally witnessed several warriors who have been paid out their claims by Liberty, which alleviates so much stress because not only is there stress surrounding the illness of the illness, people then have to find finances and a lot of finances to be able to have the ability to go through the treatments and these sort of things. And it is without Liberty that we couldn't do this. And the certain of our warriors who have got had claims and put them in and been paid, that really has made such a difference. And I also would like to say, you know, dealing with a corporate, the nature of Liberty, which is such an honor and a privilege to have them, it's not only that, dealing with their top echelons and the people who help us with the dinner, they literally put their heart and soul into it. It's not just I'm writing a check. The check helps. Believe me, it helps a lot. You know, Nick said, he said, what kind of a clot? And of course, knowing Nick, he didn't use the word clot. What a kind, not ladylike as I am. What kind of clot are you that when you see Michelle Goodman's name on the phone, you still answer the call? So I said to the people there, for those of you who did and do, thanks, and please keep it up. But the truth is it's difficult fundraising. It's not an easy task. And when you have people or a company, a corporate of Liberty and their wonderful, wonderful staff that we deal with, you're interviewing Marie's just in a few minutes, they literally advise us, they plan with us, they put their heart and soul, they come to the events that we do, be it a spa day that we join with Liberty, be it the 94.7 Cycle Challenge powered by Liberty. We were joined by 50 of their advisors in the race of our cycle team. And they hosted us in a beautiful hospitality tent at the race. But they didn't just write the check. They were with us throughout the thing. They held our hands. And for this, we really do thank Liberty, because when we do the events we do, it's not just to have a lekker time and Joel. Mm-hmm. Every rider or runner or whatever event we're doing carries the name of a cancer warrior on their back. And this gives the warrior, they meet the warrior before, they cohort afterwards. During the race, the warrior watches them riding and, you know, it gives them so much strength that it changes the whole event into something extremely meaningful. And we value the fact that Liberty understands that, is in it with us, and has the vision of doing it together with us. We even had a rider who maybe three years ago, came off his bike. He was extremely seriously injured. And you've played this clip on the show before, Nikki. We've spoken to him, and he honestly believes, he says he believes he was saved because he was carrying the name of a warrior on his back. And he believes that he had a mission to carry that name. And that's what actually saved his life. So what the ramifications are, we don't really know. But that the warriors get a lot of strength wearing the name of Cancer Warriors on their back. And that is what Liberty understands. And that's where they're in it with us. And we really thank them for that.
Michi, thank you. We're going to, as you say, I'm going to be chatting with Maurice in just a moment. Thanks for debriefing, for breaking it all down, letting us know, as you say, the real seriousness of the event, the lightheartedness of the event, the celebration of life and the remembering of those beautiful souls who are no longer with us. And thank you, Michi. And to the rest of the team, just extraordinary. Every year, you just up the game and up the game. And I encourage everyone, when they see Michelle Goodman's name come up on the phone, to pick it up. Thank you, Michi. Is there anything else you wanted to share before we say goodbye?
Yes, we've had a few, you know, people say, I didn't know about the dinner. Why didn't I get a table? Whatever. watch the space, guys. Keep your eyes open and please God, next year in good health and happiness.
Thank you, Michi. Take care and we'll chat again very, very soon. We mentioned in the conversation that Rob spoke about when Bev spoke in 2017, how she wanted the song The Climb to be played, and the choir, the Mzansi Youth Choir, sang The Climb, and that was in honor of and in memory of Bev. And here they are, and this just gives you a sense of what the evening was all about.